Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you once again for welcoming me into your homes for this Tuesday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 24. Today's reading concludes the first chapter. The Apostle Paul informs the Corinthians about his change in travel plans and commends them for standing firm in the faith. And again, God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12 about the change in Paul's plans. We are proud that our conscience assures us that our lives in this world, and especially our relations with you, have been ruled by God-given frankness and sincerity by the power of God's grace, and not by human wisdom. We write to you only what you can read and understand. But even though you now understand us only in part, I hope that you will come to understand us completely, so that in the day of the Lord, Jesus, you can be as proud of us as we shall be of you. I was so sure of all this that I made plans at first to visit you in order that you might be blessed twice. For I plan to visit you on my way to Macedonia and again on my way back in order to get help from you for my trip to Judea. In planning this, did I appear fickle? When I make my plans, do I make them from selfish motives, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God speaks the truth, my promise to you was not a yes or a no. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was preached among you by Silas, Timothy, and myself, is not one who is yes and no. On the contrary, he is God's yes. For it is he who is the yes to all of God's promises. This is why, through Jesus Christ, our amen is said to the glory of God. It is God himself who makes us together with you, sure of our life in union with Christ. It is God himself who has set us apart, who has placed his mark of ownership upon us, and who has given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the guarantee of all that he has in store for us. I call God as my witness. He knows my heart. It was in order to spare you that I decided not to go to Corinth. We are not trying to dictate to you what you must believe. We know that you stand firm in the faith. Instead, we are working with you for your own happiness. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. It is God himself who makes us, together with you, sure of our life in union with Christ. And so here we have a situation that has arisen where Paul had made the comment that his desire was to travel to Corinth to spend some time there. There had been some problems there, and Paul had said, well, you know, while I'm out and about, I'll stop by Corinth and we'll address these problems. But the Holy Spirit of God told him, no, you're not going to do that at this time, because they're not ready to receive the instruction and the correction that I have for them. And so Paul, in obedience to God, said, you know, I'm not going to do it right now. And of course, as you always have in churches where you have men and women that aren't truly walking with Christ, you've got some people that are saying, well, you know, Paul made a promise to us that he was going to come out here, and now he's lied to us. Now, as Paul said, now we're working with you for your own happiness. You don't want me to come out there right now and have to read you the riot act. We're going to let the Holy Spirit work on you guys just a little bit. Amen. Wouldn't you rather have the Holy Spirit work on us rather than have the preacher give you a good chewing out? I know I would. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And with your Spirit in my heart, I have the assurance that I belong to you in union with Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, where the Apostle Paul encourages the Corinthians to forgive an offender. And so, until tomorrow morning then, beloved, may God richly bless you in every spiritual gift in the heavenlies. That's my prayer for you.